All right, you ready, John, for podcast number 54?
Was that a guess this time, or is this like the actual number?
It's the actual number.
Well, that's pretty crazy, man.
Or it's a guess. I guessed.
Should we check?
No. I don't write them down. I'd have to count them all. Which, I don't know that for. You going on Apple Music or Spotify? Or anywhere you listen to podcasts?
Patreon.
Set one of those up. Maybe we can make some income. Are you going to count them all, John?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess we'll introduce the setting of our story.
We have 56 episodes. Never mind. I don't have to count.
It says it? Oh. So this is 57.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no, but we don't count the first two.
So then this is 55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 54, maybe.
Should I give us a 5-star review?
But hang on. Yeah, hang on. No.
Okay, I'm writing us a review.
Submit it. Thank you. Yeah, no problem. Wait, hang on. But what was our...
Just go to see all.
Oh. This is so poorly designed, bro. Unknown seasons, exactly. Oh, wait. 0.5. Okay, I guess we are on 55.
Dang, that's pretty crazy.
Whatever, bro. Number 55, John.
Do you think we should actually set up a Patreon?
Yeah.
Like now?
No.
Yeah, that's what I say. We always could.
No, we couldn't.
Why can't we?
Because we need our own bank account.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Financials. John, come on, think about this. Let's get into the big one, John. The big news of the week coming from our favorite studio.
What studio? Marvel?
No.
DC?
Yep. No. What? Marvel. You read the first time. Good job, John. Moon Knight got a trailer and a poster. Oh my god, John, what are you doing now? Come on. Are you writing our review?
The title is The Best Podcast I've Ever Seen. Hmm. If you love movies, you need to watch this podcast.
Oh, perfect. I'll leave a review. 5-star. Nonetheless, John, what were your thoughts on the Moon Knight poster? And
I actually thought it was kind of sick.
Trailer.
The poster. Do you know people were making references of the poster with it?
No.
That it looks like the Ghost Rider poster, Nicolas Cage.
No. Does it? I've never seen the Ghost Rider poster.
Yeah, it does.
Starring Nicolas Cage. Well, you get your inspiration from somewhere. What? Which one? There's nothing coming up.
He's literally just holding there. Yeah. He's in it.
Exactly. No, the trailer was sick, though. He looked pretty cool. He has that weird British accent. He's like, I can't tell the difference between my white
guy. Let's see if I can see my...
Moon Knight is also sick. And hopefully they give reference to that one really funny panel where he's like... What does he say? The Dracula one?
Was that one real, though?
No, but it's funny. They shouldn't have.
There's so many funny fake ones. It's so
They're
funny.
All fake. All the good... I mean,
I know. Throw a random shit, that one. The one where he's talking to Spider-Man, he's like, I'm at that around Civil War, I told Captain America I don't do team-ups. I don't get how people thought that was real. The art style is not even close to what it was like during Civil War.
Moon Knight, not Daredevil, fuck. Dracula.
Oh, how's Punisher going?
Good. It's a good second season.
How far into it are you?
I know you're here, Dracula, you big fucking nerd. Where's my goddamn money?
Dude, there's so many about him talking to random people being like, is Dracula here? He told me he's part of the Avengers or some shit. I think it's that one.
Someone's hacking the system, but who? Moon Knight. Where's my goddamn money? No one's here. You, no one here owes you money, you drunk, crazy asshole. Dracula isn't on the Avengers. Stop calling. Wait, Dracula isn't an Avenger? That lying fuck. These are very funny. Anyway, Moon Knight actually is a really good comic, so I hope one day we get to see the suit look. The suit look is so clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different personality, but nonetheless, we should see it. Khonshu, the god, looks sick. Oscar Isaac looks like he's gonna body.
Is that one of him talking to Punisher real?
Hmm. There is, I think the
point. I think that one is real because he's like, "How's your fake? How's your
yeah?" Dad? That one is real. That
he's was like, "How's your dead family?"
That was just an out of pocket conversation. Someone thought was gonna slap, but peep that person. What I mainly got from this trailer, first off, this is probably going to be the best Disney Plus show. Second off, it's going to be 6 episodes, 45 minutes each, like usual. But they should make it longer. Also, is Ethan Hawke have mind control powers? Is he a split personality?
That's what people have been, I've seen people
say that too. Or is he a cult leader? I like to see a cult leader.
I like to see a cult leader too.
But, yeah, because Marvel, we need a good cult, you know?
I feel like they should actually just not make this a superhero movie at all. They should make this like the Day 4 trilogy, but with Oscar Isaac and Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, they fall in love, of course. So, yeah, I'm very excited. But I really want to see a Midnight Suns. That's like the best part of the MCU. Moon Knight, not MCU.
They're coming. Didn't you see the thing when he's going in the elevator?
What?
There's like a flame or some shit. I don't know.
Oh no, but I feel like the Avengers are cool and all, right? But like the mini teams would be so sick to see. You know, you got Midnight Suns, which is like the spiritual part of the MCU. You got Ghost Rider. Punisher isn't really. I actually best described as the group they would just kill for fun. Moon Knight, Punisher, Daredevil sometimes. I mean, come on, that would be so sick. Ghost Rider, Punisher, Moon Knight, Daredevil. Who else is in that?
Maybe it was Moon Knight. No, it wasn't Moon Knight.
Morbius is in it sometimes. Blade. Blade's in it now. Damn, bro. Come on, this would just be so sick. Give it to us. Also, the Illuminati. If they recasted Black Panther, we could have done this, but Black Panther, Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Professor X, and Reed Richards. Come on. Like, this is just too goated. It's time to see it. What else is there? I can't really think of any. I mostly just want to see these two. Whoa, John, what are you doing?
The Moon Knight trailer is playing on accident now.
On accident?
Yeah, I want to go look at this.
Oh. I can't tell the difference between my waking life. Oh, it's so sick. Yeah. So good. This is going to be so good.
And then from there, that started playing the Moon Knight trailer.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Anyway.
What's the group of people that are related to, what's it, Ghost Rider? That, like, it's a biker gang that ride around?
Oh, well, there are now other ghosts, just like a shit ton of Ghost Riders.
I know. I don't think it's them. I think it's just there's like this
I don't know.
Group that's associated with, I don't know.
Is it other heroes or just a group of guys?
I don't know. I just remember someone talking about that they have a logo that was in the Moon Knight trailer that's in the background.
Oh.
That's
what's yeah, I feel like Ghost Rider's coming. He's one of the most popular heroes, I think, right? I mean, it's so weird, the popular people. Because I was looking, you know, for Incredible Hulk, and obviously Hulk was one of the Marvel heroes that was popular before the MCU. Mm-hmm. But like X-Men, Spider-Man, Hulk, but then even like Ghost Rider was like very popular. It's still like, it's just so strange that those are like the ones, especially like now with Iron Man and Captain America, but who gave a fuck about them before? That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
But it would be cool. I want to see the old time Avengers. I think that's a relatively new thing, but like, there's a Ghost Rider who rode a woolly mammoth.
Mm-hmm. The old, yeah, the first Ghost Rider.
Yeah, and then there was like, Odin was like the Thor. I can't remember. I mean, I think there was like an Archer, but it was just some like
then there was, Native American. There was a Dark Phoenix. There was a Phoenix
Force. There's a Phoenix Force, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't, I don't know when they came up with that, but it was in one of the more recent Avengers runs.
What is it called, like the Stone Age Avengers or
something? No, I don't know. I think like Iron Man just travels back in time somehow and it's like gone. It's so weird.
Iron Man's in it? I just knew that for sure that Ghost Rider was
Iron Man is in it. He travels back in time in that one. But I think he gets stuck in like a cave in like limbo. It's a really bad run. I stopped reading it. It was pretty early on.
Oh, new wallpaper jack?
Oh yeah. I got two more. I mean, of course I had to. I was gonna do Californication, but there were no good high-res ones, and then clean Scooby-Doo one. Harkening back to the good old days. Actually, it's been Scooby-Doo for a while.
What was that folder on that last page?
Junk. Stuff I can't delete. I think I can delete this stuff now, though. Yeah. Pretty wild. Anyway.
Don't you be able to find your iPhone, Jack, with your iPhone?
I didn't want this anywhere, though. Like, I didn't care. Whoa, it knows where my AirPods are?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
It's kind of useful. But sometimes I'm lose sure them.
You can make your AirPods make a noise, too, so that you can, like, hear them.
Yeah, but sometimes I lose them within my house. And also, that's not accurate. I mean, I hope my AirPods aren't out there. I mean, they're right there, so I know that's not true. So, but come on. Anyway.
What if it says you're in the wrong house?
But also, Lord Jack, this makes no sense. Because it says my AirPods are right there. The pros. Mm-hmm. The other ones are 0 miles. But they're closer to me. They're literally in this cabinet. They're right here. Like, why does it say that? You know what I mean?
That's me, man. See if you can make a noise.
Come on. Sound pending. Oh, come on, bitch. Oh, I've never done this. It's just going to take a minute. All right, anyway. Midnight Suns get to us. We're definitely going to see Ghost Rider, Daredevil. Do you think they're ever going to do Iron Fist?
They got to. It's not... I hope it's not...
Finn Jones.
Or, I'm sorry, I don't want it to be... what's her name?
The woman?
Yeah. Like, she's good in the dumb show, but just, like, I don't want that show to be even close to canon at all.
Yeah, that was dumb. Everything about the show is bad. That's tempting to connect. Oh. Anyway. Andrew Garfield, he was on a podcast with the one dude. Happy, sad, confused. He said a lot of stuff, but he said he's down to face Venom, and he's down, or he wants to do another Spider-Man team-up. And so this leads to an interesting question. It'd be cool to see them together again, right?
Yeah.
But would it undercut the moment?
What happened?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd be fine with it, like Secret Wars.
I did realize that Andrew Garfield did kind of carry, like,
yeah,
the three of them when they're all together, because he's like, I revised these scenes, and they were like, yeah, the most iconic part of those, like,
yeah, things. That's true. I hope they have so much more.
You like, know, I hope you know, Toby doesn't know what improvisation is.
I hope there's a bunch of deleted scenes. He just says boss baby quotes.
Yeah, or he's just like, directly from the script. Like,
Toby.
Do you think?
Whoa, hang on. What? Okay, shut the fuck up. Found it, guys. We found my AirPods. So yeah, it'd be neat. I think I saw there's a new rumor that Spider-Man is gonna be in Doctor Strange 2. I mean, that'd be really neat to see. But I guess the Puerto Rican voice actors were together.
Spider-Man.
Toby.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
We're
are you talking about? You gotta specify when you say Spider-Man. Yeah, now.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. That's what they call him. He's designated as friendly neighborhood.
I feel like if anything, Andrew's probably more friendly neighborhood.
He's the amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense because this is the basic Spider-Man, but, like, I feel like if anyone's
shouldn't Toby, neighborhood Toby Spider-Man, should be the spectacular. That makes the most sense to me. Yeah. If we're going to give him a classic...
Well, and then, I don't know, either... Andrew Garfield's fine either being amazing Spider-Man or friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, I feel like...
But he has to be the amazing because his movies are that.
Yeah.
No choice. But Tom doesn't have one. He's just Spider-Man, as of now.
He's Homecoming.
Homecoming Spider-Man? Oh, shit.
He's coming Spider-Man.
What other ones are there? I don't know. It's really just spectacular, amazing, because it can't be like superior, because that's just a different character.
Can we talk about how shit the titles were for his trilogy, though?
Yeah. Why did they do that? Homecoming was a good title.
Then Far From Home.
I think.
But then No Way Home.
No, they're good titles. No, it's just such a weird thing.
Like, No Way Home. That one doesn't make sense because they have a way home.
Yeah, they do. That one makes no sense. It's a cool. It's a neat title, but no. We're gonna have a Popeyes run. Yeah, let's go.
I need before this for you, Jack.
You don't have to do that for me. You know that. Anyway, yeah. No, I think if I were to designate the titles, Andrew has to be the amazing. Because if like Tom was the amazing, or
yeah, I know. I guess it wouldn't make as much sense. But like involving, he is the most friendly.
I would say Tom would be the friendly neighborhood.
Okay.
He's very down to earth, especially in Homecoming, so that would make sense.
Yeah, but he's got an Avengers. He's
yeah, Avengers. But still, but I mean, his whole thing is.
I love all the memes about Toby being like, about James Franco being like, "You forget about me," about the I've never been on a team thing.
Yeah, but the thing you did for Sam Raimi's birthday is so funny with Bill Hader.
Yeah,
I fucking love that. Bill Hader is the best.
Sam loves me.
Anyway, and then I think Tom or Toby would have to be the spectacular. It's just what's left, but I also think it works. Cause you can't do something corny like the original or some shit like that. So
I'll just call him Toby.
The Silver Spider. Whoa, slick.
I got it. We'll call Toby Peter Parker, then we'll call Andrew Spider-Man, and then we'll call Tom Spider-Boy.
Oh, John, shut up. I gotta send you these videos. It was like this guy did like video essays on all three of them, and it made me actually really appreciate all of those movies, all of them.
All of them?
He did a very good job for all eight of them.
What about you know, which two?
Yeah, he did a good job. He brought out the good. Now, it took some work for Amazing Spider-Man 2, because, I mean, it didn't do much for Amazing Spider-Man, I'm not going to lie, because, like, the, what it was trying to do with, like, Gwen and, like, that responsibility, that was pretty on the nose. Like, I got that. It was Amazing Spider-Man it made me appreciate the Amazing Spider-Man more. And Far From Home. It bled new light onto what they were trying to do with that. So.
I'll never like Far From Home.
I'll never like the Amazing Spider-Man 2, you fucking bitch. I'm kidding. I love Andrew Garfield. But, anyway, Black Panther 2 has been delayed again. The filming. So probably the movie.
Is she back in another country?
She got COVID.
Just fire her.
She got COVID, supposedly. And other people in the crew got COVID.
Just fucking fire her. Jesus Christ. Just scrap this. She literally probably gave it to all them too because she refused to get vaccinated.
I saw this clip. John Cena was like, I guess John Cena was roasting the hell out of that Rock for a while because he's like, you ditched the WWE or whatever. And he was like, turns out I was wrong. It was really good. He was very sincere about it and all. And he was like, you know, when you miss, if I had to delay filming to do my WWE thing, then that delays the movie, it wastes money, and these people's lives depended on them. Okay. But my point of saying this is he made it clear that time is money, and so her not getting vaccinated, her trying to do these stunts and keep on getting hurt, getting COVID, getting sick, it's like...
It's wasting money.
It's probably hurting all of these like low-level crew people's livelihoods. Not easy.
You have the crew that got COVID because of her now too. They can't work.
Exactly. So, go fuck her. She can go fuck herself. She was annoying as Shuri, so I feel no harm in saying that.
It's gonna be like a no time to die situation again, where it has to make $1 billion to break even.
Yeah. No Time to Die did break even though.
Did it actually?
It made a lot of money. It got close anyway. And because they're like tax exempt, because you know they fudged the numbers. I think it probably did end up.
It made 700.
700. It got close. It needed 800, supposedly.
Oh, I thought it was a billion.
No, not that much. It was like 800.
I remember because maybe they rounded up in all the news articles because it's like No Time to Die needs a billion to break even now.
It may have been like 850, but it wasn't a billion. Because I remember the number. Well, I don't remember the number exactly. I think it was in the 800s though.
I remember when we saw the trailer for that and we were like, we should do that.
Yeah, we did. I was like, we don't give a fuck about James Bond. That was pretty good. Yeah. And that was also, I think, probably when we saw like Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. That was so long ago.
Yeah, it was probably because you and me turned to each other and were like, we should see that. And Ryan was sitting right next to
us. He's like, yeah, guys. So, interesting rumor. We talked about maybe introducing Black Panther's son. But the new rumor is more specific, John. The son is Azari, who is the son of Black Panther, and get this, Storm, the X-Men.
What? You can't, no, they can't do
this. That would have been clean. Wasted potential.
They can't do this and not have Storm not be in the MCU before this at all.
That would have been...
And no mention of her.
The best couple in the MCU. Top five. Storm and Black Panther, what a...
Wait until we're in the MCU, Jack.
What a... Bro, we're going to be making out and shit. We're going to... The Eternal scene, but all the graphics. But it is sad that they didn't recast him because that would have been sick. That would have been so
funny. They should recast him with... I feel like Michael B. Jordan would probably have been a good Black Panther.
Right? They could bring him back to multiverse.
Yeah.
In this universe, he was sexy.
In another universe, he was born to a different dad.
Yeah. Well, maybe with these reshoots, they'll take the time to be like, let's just recast. They're not going to because we would have heard of it by now.
I still think Bucky Barnes should be Black Panther.
Take up the mantle. But yeah, what a wasted. What's so sad, so sad. Also, there's a last piece of Marvel news. We somehow extended this segment to be 20 minutes. There's four pieces of news, and one of them is just the Spider-Man poster. But it was a sick poster. I saw a better version, though. Someone took out Spider-Man and put Ned in there. It looked so clean from the picture.
How did he fit?
My favorite picture of all time is the one that, like, people... It's, like, that fan-made Spider-Man poster. And he looks so fat because it's from, like, a separate angle. And it was, like, during Homecoming. So, he's in that red shirt. He's, like, standing there. So derpy. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it.
Ned is so fucking derpy.
It's so... But they photoshopped it on there like he looked cool. It was on, like, the top of the building. Ned in the red shirt. Let's see. Oh, damn it. Ned leads. It's... Yeah. It's just so derpy, bro. I need to... I wish I could find the standing, the Photoshop one. Oh, here it is. Look at this.
What are you looking at? Tell me.
And like Homecoming, and then you have like Happy there, just standing, like straight at the camera. It's so bad. It's such a bad poster.
It's like the ones you would see in TC's. I remember once there was one that you thought was Wolverine. Weird. You thought it was like really like, bro. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He literally looks photoshopped in this picture.
Wait, that's not Photoshop?
That's the real one.
No, shit.
Oh my god.
He is literally Ned then.
This is so bad. Oh my god.
The three Spider-Men look good, but that's it.
Yeah.
And Doctor Strange, and that's it.
Doctor Strange. He doesn't even look good. He doesn't match the color at all. That's just the video game.
That is the video game.
Oh my god. Lord have mercy. Anyway, now we can move on to some DC news. Let's talk about the worst part of Shirts That I Am really quickly. Mark Strong's villain.
Wait, what did you just say? You just mumbled your word. Like, you just put all your words together in one. And
the
like,
worst
one word.
Part of Shazam.
Okay, there we go.
The villain.
I thought I heard Shazam, but I couldn't tell where it's
like, the villain. Doctor Strong. Mark Strong, Dr. Thaddeus. He's back.
He is?
Supposedly.
I didn't mind him.
He was the worst part of the movie.
Yeah.
I saw someone say that's the worst DC movie.
I'm
that's the best one. I'm not even playing. Here's my ranking.
It's not the worst one easily. It's definitely not the
worst. It's Suicide Squad on top. Probably my second favorite DC movie of all time. I'm talking DCEU. Sorry.
Yeah, not DC of all time.
Well, honestly, most of DC is better. DC sucks at movies, I'm not going to lie. Like, altogether.
The Dark Knight.
Well, I was going to say other than the Dark Knight trilogy. It was all right.
You need to rewatch Joker.
It's copied, though.
You know, I'm being dead serious.
No, it was pretty good. But it's funny, too. Like, in, like, the Murray scene.
I rewatched...
it's hard. That's what she said.
I rewatched it the other day. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, like, paying attention to the entire time.
I think I'm mostly referring to Christopher Reeve's Superman. None of those movies are good. I have to admit. I pretended that those movies were good because people said... I didn't want to be, like, that guy.
Ugh.
Those movies aren't good.
You are that guy now.
I am that guy. You're not that guy, though. But... And the fucking weird-looking dude, Birdman, Michael Keaton, Batman movies.
Not good. They're not amazing. Good. Danny DeVito.
The Batman Returns is better than Batman.
Danny DeVito.
But...
What
it's
about
just,
the Joker?
I don't like the Joker the movie or the Joker in that movie.
The Joker in that movie.
Not good.
You said you loved him.
He's so bad. Actually, mid.
I swear I remember you saying these movies were good. These ones.
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy, but I am that guy. Fuck those movies. And honestly, Batman Forever. Wait. Yeah, Batman Forever. The one with...
The credit card? The bat card?
No. The other one. The kind of forgotten one. I don't even know who the villain is of it. I can't remember. The Riddler. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That movie's the best one.
With Two-Face.
That's the best one. I'm not kidding.
No, it's not, Ruru.
It understands Batman more than any of the Tim Burton ones. Tim Burton wasn't making a Batman movie. He made a Tim Burton movie with Batman in it. Like, he
what's the problem with that?
But he doesn't get, like, it's not Batman in that movie.
What's the problem with that, Jack? It's a Tim Burton movie. Burton is Batman.
He seriously isn't. He's also probably racist, but that's unrelated.
No, he's not. He talked about it. He said
I'm not racist. Doesn't fit his aesthetic, right?
It's just because he uses a lot of dark shadows and dark coloring in his movies that certain types of people would not be able to be seen very easily.
AKA, I hate black people.
No. When have you ever seen him in color, like, ever?
All the time.
No.
He's my neighbor.
He's always in black and white, Jack.
Also, I see a picture of him. But I don't think Wes Anderson is racist.
He's a brown actor in one of his movies.
That's it. Props to him. Very progressive.
He has a couple women here and there.
No, he has a good check of women. He just doesn't like them other folks. But yeah, what, I don't know what I was talking about. Anyway, those movies were bad. All of them before. Batman Begins is the first good DC movie. Yeah. I stand by that. It's the first good DC movie. The Dark Knight's good. Dark Knight Rises is pretty good. Certain vibe with that one that I like.
We should do Ghost Rider for the podcast one day. I used to like those movies when I was a kid.
Really?
Young kid, though. Naive.
I don't remember watching those movies,
honestly. I remember watching both of them.
I don't know if I've ever seen Ghost Rider. I've never seen Ghost Rider 2. Ever.
He becomes like an angel kind of demon at the end. He gets blue fire instead of orange in the end.
Wow.
And then Satan's in it. Mephisto.
Oh, but you know what else is shit? Like, okay. Oh my gosh. Watching the DC movies was very eye-opening. How bad they are.
Do you know what's really bad?
Like, constantly.
Besides Spider-Man, early Marvel.
No, I don't think they are.
Daredevil. Ghost Rider.
But Blade's good.
It gets kind of bad.
And also, not that second.
The dude.
Actually, the second may be pretty good. I don't remember.
The last one with Ryan Reynolds.
The third one
pretty
is
pretty ass.
Ryan Reynolds is such a cursed dude. But, yeah, but pre-MCU, okay, well, you have Blade is good, the Spider-Man trilogy.
Everyone thinks of it as good because of Spider-Man.
And then, I'd say a few of the X-Men movies.
Well, which X-Men movie do you remember being good?
X2, I remember being good. I only really remember.
I just remember.
The two guys. The guy played by Alan.
I also kind of remember them being kind of boring.
I do not like X-Men 3. I remember that movie being ass. But I guess that's it. That's pre-MCU. So overall consensus, yeah, pretty bad. But DC's not better.
I'm not saying they're better. I'm saying they're both pretty shit.
Yeah. But like Constantine. Like, I'm just thinking now how many bad DC movies there are.
Some people like Constantine.
That didn't. Which was sad. I wanted to. I was really trying. Keanu, I'm like, come on. But it was just, it didn't ever get me.
I think Keanu said he would do Constantine again.
I'd like to see him as Constantine.
You know he's like almost 60?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it looks really good. For his age.
I was like, why is the girl he's like dating so old? And then I looked at his age, I was like, huh?
I think the most enticing element of that movie is the love interest. Mm-hmm. She's pretty nice.
You know,
I think she's the girl. I think she's the same one in The Mummy.
I want to talk about this really quick. The girl from Incredible Hulk at the beginning that like he like is kind of friendly with, right?
Yeah.
And saves. She was hot.
Yeah, she was hot. Liv Tyler's hot, but like I can't not see Steven Tyler, the guy from Aerosmith, when she like smiles.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a nice smile, but then I just see her dad, and I'm like, fuck. I guess I have to be attracted to her dad or neither. Rachel Wise. She's definitely in Constantine. Oh, yeah, this is her. Bro, my movie knowledge is top tier. I'm so smart. Anyway. What else? Willem Dafoe is down to play the Joker. Do it. So, supposedly they are developing. Yeah, she's pretty bad. Supposedly they are developing Joker 2. We've talked about this. Joaquin Phoenix was like, never. And they're like, how about like $50 million? He's like, oh, yeah, for sure. And then Willem Dafoe's like, I'd love to play an imposter Joker. Do it.
Oh, you like Joker 2?
Do it, Joker 2. Yeah, no, I already was like, I don't want this. But now I'm like, yeah, do it. The Batman is going to have a 2-hour and 55-minute runtime.
Yes.
Just like.
Someone say that's too long. I'm like, fuck nah. You.
Just like Spider-Man, there were numbers all over the place. For I was like, yes, it's going to be 3 hours. And it was like, it's only going to be 2:15. And then it was like, maybe 2:30.
It was 2:30, right?
2:30, I think, was the last one we reported. But I do remember at one point saying 3, and I do remember at one point saying 2:15.
Yeah.
So we have been all over the place. But 2:55, it's a good time. I've only seen the first two trailers, the teaser and the trailer. I haven't seen the Bat and the Cat, and I haven't seen the footage they released. Because I'm trying to keep this.
I think there was something I saw, but I don't remember even what it was.
They released the scene that we saw in the trailer where, like, someone gets, the church or something gets bombed. Mm. Or maybe it's, like, an official, like, town hall thing. Anyway, nonetheless.
I think it's so funny that Batman and Spider-Man, like, Tom Holland and Robert Pattinson have done two movies together.
They have? Oh, mm-hmm. Right, Double All the Time.
And then, like, Lost World of Z or whatever it was called.
Never heard of it.
It was, like, I don't remember. I just remember seeing, because there's this clip of Tom Holland, like, his chair breaks, and he's sitting right next to Robert Pattinson, and they're on a panel for something. He's like, he gets up and just
sucks his dick.
Yeah.
No. Weird how that happens. Yeah, it's crazy how, like, big of a gap there is between, like, every other superhero and then Spider-Man, Batman, and Daredevil. Mm-hmm. It's such a big gap in quality right there. Hulk can be pretty good, too. Who else is good? Definitely not Superman. Definitely not Aquaman. Maybe the Flash. Depending on the version. But, like, when I think of, like, incredible superheroes at, like, a storytelling perspective, I don't think of the Flash.
I think it's funny that, for, when you look up the Flash, it's, like, 10 pictures, and then it's Ezra Miller.
Yeah. Well, isn't it mostly
Grant Gustin?
Yeah. Which, sucks. Yeah, I saw that when I was looking, when I was making the thumbnail for that one. I looked at the Flash and I was expecting, you know, it'd be like the first one.
This one. The Lost City, is he?
Never heard of it. It's so many, there's so many movies.
They came out in 2016.
And there's so many, like, irrelevant ones. Kind of, wow. Especially ones that, like, high budget. It's weird how they fall to the ground.
It got an 86 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. The Flash is getting a prequel comic.
Probably needs it.
Yeah, I guess it's supposedly it's gonna explore the league, like Joss Whedon's league.
Joss Whedon's or Zack Snyder's?
Probably Joss.
They should put they should title it Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Nah, but yeah. So it looks like he's gonna be with Ben Affleck a lot in that.
You said Ben Affleck got hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, such a snack. I'd say I read it, but I'm not gonna read it.
You're gonna read it online, illegally. Yeah. Isaac's shitting his pants right now.
No, Isaac.
Did you see his story the other day? What the fuck?
Oh, I texted him about it. He said, I was just mid opinions.
Did you just see his Daredevil one?
Oh, wait, what was it?
Posted about, he's like, Daredevil's so hot, man.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a clip of Charlie Cox. He's like, I wish Charlie Cox was a real, like, I
was a real person.
Yeah. And then he said, I wish Charlie Cox was a real person. I was like,
He is.
Yeah, that's what I'm so confused about.
No, he said that to me once. He's like, dude, I don't ever pirate anything. And then I'm like, and I told him, I'm like, yeah, I really read what I buy. He's like, bro, I couldn't do that. Like, I pirate everything, man.
He just admitted to a lie right away.
I'm like, what? Like, didn't you say, weren't you mad at me for pirating?
Yeah, that's what I mean, because I remember once he got mad at you for pirating.
He got mad at me for pirating movies then. No, I remember this. We were on our way to the comic store, and he told me he pirates most of his comics. And then on the way back, I told him I pirate most of my movies. He's like, bro, why do you? I'm like, dude, listen to yourself. now we got a bunch of miscellaneous news. Daniel Radcliffe is going to be playing Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What?
It's perfect. It's perfect.
What story does Weird Al have?
Maybe he did a lot of drugs.
He probably did do a lot of drugs. Like, he's not interesting. It's kind of like, I don't know. Well, I was like, don't they usually only make, like, biographies on people who are dead? But I'm like, I guess Elton John was alive for Tiny Dance or whatever that movie was called.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket Man. Like, this dude's so fucking weird. He's not even that funny, too. He's definitely a pedophile, though. Suzanne Yankovic.
He kind of looks like Willem Dafoe, but with more hair.
Shut up. No, he doesn't.
You see it now, don't you? You saw it in that picture.
No, he doesn't.
In that picture, he did that one with that smile.
He's just so weird looking. Like, if I saw this guy, I'd, like, take five looks at him.
Did you see that woman Defoe? I thought he was, like, he said, he reacted to Drip Defoe. Yeah. And he's like, I wasn't even wearing anything that special that day. Yeah. So it was just a nice encounter.
Yeah, yeah. But he's so, I'd love to have such a Willem Dafoe. Drip Defoe. Speaking of Willem Dafoe, big news. He's going to be hosting for the first time SNL. Ever. First time ever for him. Scarlett Johansson's hosted that like 7 times.
It's because her husband's on it.
Yeah. But it's going to be on January 29th for anyone who's going to watch this guy.
SNL probably like pitched to Scarlett Johansson and her husband. Like, we could do a funny scene where you guys just having rough sex. Just rough sex.
You know what? I hope that he talks about Weezer like Matt Damon did.
Yeah. Imagine hearing Weezer come out of Willem Dafoe's mouth.
Bro, I realized how hype I am this year.
Why?
So, Weezer's releasing four albums.
Oh, yeah, for three.
The Seasons thing. Green Day's releasing an album. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's my, like, top three.
I heard the Beatles are releasing one, too.
They actually could be.
They could. There were really so many lost songs.
They could release another anthology, another Super Deluxe. Let's get that Rubber Soul Super Deluxe Edition, you know? Yeah, it's a good year. If the Beatles release something, that'd be actually wild, though. The Black Keys are running, because they did release that stupid fucking Delta Cream album.
Yeah, but it was covers, yeah.
They haven't released an original album since 2019. Cage the Elephant, 2019.
I didn't realize how old the Black Keys are, Jesus.
Yeah, 2000.
Yeah.
Cage the Elephant, Time Comes Due. Maybe Jack Johnson. Who else? I don't know. But yeah, could be an incredible year for me. Then you got the Batman, Moon Knight. I'm going to be consuming so much content.
Oh, wait, are we going to a concert too?
Yeah.
When is that? I need to get the money to pay you.
August. You don't have to, my dad said.
What? Oh, I'm getting a little hungry.
Oh, John, I'm going to be feral.
What?
I'm going to be feral at that concert.
Oh. You know what I mean? You're like one of those women who wants like the person to impregnate them.
Okay. Impregnate. I'm gonna be like, John Frusciante, take your dick off, take your cock off. I'm gonna climb out of the stage. Right. I'm gonna be that guy.
The fact that your dad is gonna be there, you're just probably gonna be like,
look away, Dad. No, I'm thinking.
Are you gonna try to get in the mosh?
I'm going to one day.
I know you are. You said you're dead. Dad, if we ever go to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, I don't care how old I am, I'm going to the mosh.
Well, I said, once I'm 18, he's like, I'm not going to the mosh. I'm like, I'm going to the mosh. He's like, once I'm 18, I'm going to go to a concert.
You just hope it's not like a Travis Scott concert.
If I die, I'll go. But they're all old people there now.
You get poked with a needle?
Like, we're probably going to be the youngest people there.
If we see some people with a wheelchair, can we push them off the wheelchairs?
That's the vibe. I'm also seeing two other concerts.
What concerts are you seeing?
A Led Zeppelin cover band. To Rosemont. And Jack Johnson.
Are you seeing Jack Johnson?
I don't know if I should invite you. Should I have invited you?
Probably.
Well, I didn't because I paid for the tickets. It was like $500 or $400. And
see.
Well, you would have paid me back.
Yeah. I would have.
Nah, no, I'm kidding. I can sneak you in.
Okay, yeah.
No, the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert is...
You gotta pretend like you're blind and I'm your aide.
There has to be a dog. Yeah. I'm going to put the little anal tail. It's like, okay, buddy. No, I think the Jack Johnson concert is like 2 weeks before the Chili Peppers. Late July. Chili Peppers is the day we probably start school.
So we're not going to school the first day?
It's August 19th.
Do you know who never goes to school the first day?
Sovereign.
Yeah. I don't know the last time he's been at school the first fucking day.
I mean, it's kind of a clutch move, though.
But why would you want to skip the first day and not the last day? The first day is honestly kind of hype because you don't do anything. You get to see where you sit and stuff and like talk to all your friends.
Nah, but usually it's kind of like if you're in like bad classes, then it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, but like also it's like
it takes a second to get
if involved. You get to pick where you sit in some classes and like
yeah, true.
You all your friends are in that class and you don't get a fucking seat next to them.
Sommer doesn't give a fuck. He's so unbothered.
Yeah, like if Jacob Sire was like sitting next to his friends one day for like after the first day for some random reason, he'd go up to Jacob Sire, push him out of the seat, and just sit down.
Jacob Sire'd be like, okay. Okay, I'm not racist. Anywho, this is kind of hype. I'm not the biggest fan of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, the billion-dollar TV show.
For sure, but man, that looked pretty cool. That title sequence is going to be called The Lord of the Rings, The Ring of Power. In fact, just saw the behind the scenes, it was done real. Real people were pouring lava and stuff. So, it's coming out.
Did they get burnt their fingers?
Yeah, I think it's cost. The cost is insane.
It was like a billion.
Or $1 billion.
Yeah.
September 2nd, 2022.
Are you going to watch it?
I'm going to watch this. And I'm not going to watch Peacemaker till it finishes. Same with Book of Boba Fett. Same. Maybe I'll never watch Book of Boba Fett. I'm excited to watch Peacemaker, but I feel like it's best served warm together. It's
a dish best served cold.
Death.
Well, strip the foe.
Strip the foe. Take out his cock out. Do you think? Sorry. Robert Pattinson. He's having a... There's an Andrew Garfield Renaissance, and now there's a Robert Pattinson Renaissance. Started with The Lighthouse, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which me and John were on before everyone else.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Bong Joon-ho's next film. Guy who made Parasite.
Yeah.
So, I think what his plan is because he got absolutely, unequivocally snubbed at the 2019 Oscars, he's going to with the director who won everything, hoping.
Was he supposed to win for Parasite? Was he supposed to win for Lighthouse? He
didn't even get nommed.
Are you serious?
Neither did Willem Dafoe. That movie.
Okay, wait.
I don't. Pause.
I felt that one coming. I was like, wait.
Jack, stop. now that movie got snubbed. I don't even know if it got any noms. I think it got one nom. One nomination. And it was the best movie that year.
The fact that Willem didn't get even nominated, though, that's crazy.
Lighthouse, Oscars.
Like, you jerk off to a mermaid for nothing, then.
Art. Of course, best cinematography. Nominee because it's black and white. And, of course, it is one of those movies where, like, you know, the Oscars likes to nominate black and white movies because... They're like Robert Pattinson with The Mermaid is the Oscars with black and white films.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this one actually had really good cinematography on top of being black and white. It was a unique aspect ratio. And remember that one part? It movies make my top 10 when they're very memorable. And this is the part I always think of. That one shot where it just like cuts and it's like, the light, like the ray of light on him, and he's like butt naked and like in the black background. He's standing there, it's like a painting. It's incredible. The cinematography is incredible. I love that movie.
I know you do. It's like your second favorite, right?
Fifth favorite.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it. That deranked by Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. I stand by it. Spider-Man 2 gets me
like,
going.
Even you're laughing about it.
Well, it's funny, but like, I stand by it, though. I get emotional when I hear that Jet song. Hold on.
Do you start crying?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm working out. It's, you try your best to be so. I'm like, fuck, man. It's so good. It's so good.
And then you start saying, I need to start talking to some bitches.
I think of myself a Mary Jane. Goddamn. But not a Gwen Stacy. I want my girlfriend to live.
But also Mary Jane from the... That trilogy, she literally just like, as soon as she realizes he's Spider-Man, she's like, I want you.
Yeah, no. And then he's like, I'm Spider-Man. She's like, shut the fuck up, I'm breaking up with you. So that's what you signed up for. So, yeah, it's kind of...
You're also 10 times more attracted to him as soon as you realize he is Spider-Man.
Bitch. No, I think it's...
No, she's a walking owl in those movies.
It's fine, know. No, it's fine.
Should we talk about Pokemon?
What happened?
Oh my god.
What?
She's such a fuck. Everyone's hating on her right now.
Well, but at the same time,
there's a lot of people supporting her, like all her friends, obviously. But Pokimane's a fucking bitch, bro. Someone, some other Twitch streamer, right? Like Gideon or some shit. He posted like about Pokimane's the video of her saying the N word from a really long time ago, right? And I thought everyone knew about this video, but apparently not.
I didn't.
And like, oh, this is his video. Oh my god, it's so fucking annoying.
The
video.
Oh, we can't play it.
I know we can't. I'm gonna make sure I have it ready so that I can show you later. It starts on TikTok. I've been on TikTok before. TikTok, what are you doing?
Did you delete your account?
Yeah. The fuck?
Actually?
What? Oh no. There we go.
That's the Pokemon news.
Oh, and then Ninja got involved then too.
Really?
Ninja's like, I'll text my Twitch rep, see what I can do about getting you unbanned, right? And then he's like, I didn't.
To Ninja?
Ninja said that to the dude.
Oh, the dude.
And then because he got banned from harassing Pokemon, I guess. Because she's like, and then Ninja's like, apparently said he never actually texted his Twitch rep, and he pretended to do it. And then he DM'd Pokemon because like Pokemon's like, why Ninja would try to get someone unbanned who was harassing me, I don't know. And then he's like, you don't want to do this. And he pretty much threatened Pokemon in DMs. And then Pokemon like showed the DMs and shit.
You don't
like,
want to do this.
And then like was like still talking about him. And then his wife DM'd her too. She's like, we're considering suing you if you keep going.
To who? Oh.
To Pokemon. And then she showed that DM too.
Sue her.
No, it's because she's. And then people were. And then, oh my god, she said, maybe Ninja wouldn't be doing this if I was a male streamer.
Okay, Pokemon, shut the fuck up. Anyway, Idris Elba is being eyed to play the next James Bond. I don't know how I feel about this.
Are you racist?
He's too old.
Yeah, he's kind of old.
I've always thought they should go with an unknown, but like, I think I talked about this too, right?
Yeah.
Subtle. I don't know if that wasn't on the podcast. It was during a Fortnite session, I think.
I think
so. Unknown. No, I was playing Spider-Man. Okay, so it was. Okay. unknown, but has proven their chops. So, essentially how they found Spider-Man.
Willem Dafoe.
Yes. I started playing Miles Morales. It sucks. Not horrible. I mean, on the PS4. It, like, keeps crashing and, like, freezing.
No, really? Because I know people had that problem, but when I played it, it never happened to me.
I looked it up. I was stuck on 3% for like an hour.
Yeah, because that happened to people, but it never happened to me, so at least I got lucky when I played it.
I had to go to a different game, like, save from, like, before. It was... Anyway, yeah, I mean, whatever. I don't care. If you're going with Idris Elba, then be my guest. If you're going for, like, an old one, like, an old, like, experience. But then why would you keep Daniel Craig? Oh, he didn't want to do it. Okay, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, he really didn't want to do it anymore.
This is kind of exciting. Godzilla and Titans, live-action TV show for Apple TV Plus. Yeah.
Is King Kong going to be in it and get shit on again?
Shut up. Shut up. He didn't get shit on. He carried that movie, Loki. Kong carried that movie.
I'm not saying he didn't.
He might have lost, technically, but he did carry that. Well, he didn't really lose, did he?
He did lose.
No, Loki got back up.
He lost.
No.
He lost.
You lose when you're down. It's wrestling.
Like, it was so obvious Godzilla was going to win that.
Shut up. Godzilla versus Kong. Here's Kong versus Godzilla. Kong went to one.
And then Godzilla spared him.
You know what I want? We should go and try to steal the big Kong animatronic at Universal.
Godzilla even got a... not Godzilla. King Kong got even a big, like, buff right before, and he still lost.
No.
Where he gets and goes against the count. Axe and stuff. And like,
doesn't count.
He gets a huge buff, and then he still loses.
You know what sucks?
What?
Godzilla King of Monsters. And
he's also in a city where he can jump on shit.
Nah,
and he still lost.
Godzilla's booty cheeks.
Bro. He still lost.
Godzilla is the least interesting character in fiction.
But he got King Kong still lost when he had the fucking building he could jump from.
That movie's really good. Like, in the way that, like, Black Widow aged kind of, like, whatever. Godzilla aged good. Like, I remember the movie fondly.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Kong, sorry.
Yeah.
Godzilla's pretty good, too. All those movies are good except for King of Monsters, which has aged tremendously bad. Because, like, I got nothing from that. Yeah. But, like, bored.
The human storyline in that one made no sense in the most recent one, but it's fine.
It's fine. At least, like, it doesn't matter because it was at least entertaining.
Yeah.
I wasn't regretting when they cut away. But, like, in Godzilla King of Monsters, I was like, God damn it, I don't give a fuck about Millie Bobby Brown, bruh. But I don't care! And the chick from Conjuring.
Oh my god, I forgot she's in these
shut
movies.
Shut up.
She's been doing a lot recently.
A lot of bad stuff.
Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that deleted scene? The Kingpin deleted scene?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's so bad they deleted it. It literally is just a scene from Daredevil.
Is it actually?
Literally, the lighting is like gold with like a lot of shadow, very contrasted. like with that like golden glow.
He kind of has that grittiness.
And Kingpin has the exact demeanor he does in that show. And they cut it for the fucking Hawaiian fit, bruh. I feel like Kingpin right now. Ah, I broke the microphone.
Completely.
Yeah, but he throws Kate Bishop across the room.
Yeah, he does that with somebody else. He picks them up, holds them, and slams them against a wall, and he breaks their spine.
Them. Yeah. But then Kate Bishop lives. Like, at least be realistic about it.
I think how she won that was kind of stupid, but you know, I'm fine.
She shouldn't have won.
She should. I don't think anyone should have fought Kingpin.
No, they shouldn't have. Because like you just said,
it was also so unnecessary. When he goes after the mom, he just looks stupid. If I'm gonna be honest.
I need to read the Hawkeye run. I want to see how that ends. It's comics, so it probably doesn't really have an end. But like, Hawkeye should have just ended with like, setting up him as Kingpin. Instead of making him the big bad of the actual TV show. Mm-hmm. Just set him up. Damn. These finales, man. Making me angry.
Oh my god, imagine how hyped it would have been if he like had a trophy room behind him and there's a Daredevil mask right there. Oh.
What if it was like the yellow one? Oh, that'd have been sick.
They could have done.
We gotta start writing this. Tom Cruise. Oh my god, you hear this? Tom Cruise is gonna build a space studio. by the end of 2024.
Who's funding this? Scientology?
And I guess his studio is gonna build a space like lot.
I'm pretty sure he has like a whole like stunt thing in the Scientology building.
A rock climbing wall. Just in the middle.
The Scientology is actually just like the Y.
And these are the basketball courts. You're not telling anyone about this, right? No, it's going to be, like, you drive up to, like, the Warner Brothers lot, and there's, like, a little sign that's, like, we filmed Casablanca here. You're like, we filmed Mission Impossible 12 here.
Up there, we filmed Mission Impossible 13.
Get it, I guess. Also, there's going to be a live-action Aristocats. The movie was bad. Tremendously bad, John. Have you seen Aristocats?
No.
Don't.
Good.
Okay. Mission Impossible... Ooh.
Wait, why is he even going to space? Has he ever been to space, like, actually? You know who has? Jeff Bezos.
I gotta rewatch that Cody Ko thing. That's so funny. Mission Impossible 7 and 8 has been delayed 2023 and 2024.
It's coming out 2024?
Yep. The seventh one comes out next year now. Oh! Why do we have to wait? Dude, the Mission Impossible Fallout is the best action movie.
I'm going to kill the coronavirus myself.
It's one of the best action movies of all time.
Oh my God. But no, I need to wait until we get off school for a month, and then I can kill the coronavirus.
Yes.
Our principal, he seemed like something's going on behind the scenes a little bit, because he's like, this is the first time on Friday, he was like, we'll see you here on Monday.
Come to school Monday.
He made it sound like it's like there might not be school. Like, yeah, I don't know. It was like, that was weird.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead is in the Ahsoka series. Let's go! Wait,
who is that?
It's the girl from Final Destination 3.
Oh,
God. We talked about her last week.
Oh, God.
A lot.
Oh, God. What, was she playing Sabrina Wren?
I don't know, but bro, oh, she's
so what bad. Does she look like right now again? Hot. Like, right now.
Hot.
Like, currently, what does she look like?
Hot.
What's her name? Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Just look up Obi-Wan Kenobi's wife. She's hot, John.
Oh, wait, I know who it is.
She...
I think it might be Sabine. She looks like she could be Sabine.
She had the dyed hair, you know. But it was probably a wig.
Like, the hair is, like, the right length.
And Scott stuff, Pilgrim.
Like. That could be Sabine.
She's so bad, bro. She's the mega.
And she also does the short hair sometimes, too, like that. Let's see.
She's the only woman who can really pull off short hair.
I prefer with her hair like down to here.
Yeah, but she can pull off the short. Oh, she's so bad, bro. It's just.
Yeah, she could easily do that.
She's just. She makes me.
I feel like this could be her.
She's a MILF, bro. Like, hella MILF. I'm not much of a MILF guy personally, but. DTF.
You're down to fuck?
With her.
Me?
No. Yeah. I don't know what I would do. Leave it on, I guess. Your Lord have been found nearby in a sound plate. I don't give a fuck. I can't find my iPod. My iPod Touch. You don't let me check my iPod touch then.
Bro, this was the dude that was married to her before.
I could pull her.
If he can, yeah.
I could pull her. Hitler. But, I mean, I guess now she literally is dating Obi-Wan, so that's a pretty big step up. Ewan's pretty hot. He's also charming. I think that's what he's got going for him.
He's a filmmaker.
Do you think he...
Oh, shit! Wait, no way. Wait.
Do you think he actually uses, like, him being Obi-Wan to pull? I feel like he probably does.
He did the art of self-defense.
Who?
The dude she was married to.
Oh, really?
Have you seen it?
No.
It's actually so fucking good. You have to watch The Art of Self-Defense.
Only an 84. Only a 6.6.
IMDb, we don't trust IMDb anymore.
Yeah, we do.
It's a funny-ass movie, though.
Nah.
Dude, it has...
He stole my girl. I don't care.
It has Jesse Eisenberg, and he's the weirdest fucking person I've ever seen in this movie.
I can't support a filmmaker. I can't separate the art from the artist.
No, they broke up.
I can't separate the art from the artist.
Shut up. No, like, I'd actually want to watch that movie with you. It's so funny.
Quiet Place 3. Now, this is weird. It has been delayed to late 2023.
Wait, there's a Quiet Place 3 coming
out? Yes, but it's been delayed to late 2023, which means it was earlier than late 2023.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what?
Have they been filming this in secret?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
Have they been filming it in John Krasinski's house?
No, John Krasinski isn't attached.
He's not even going to direct it?
I don't think so.
Like, he's not attached at all?
I don't think so.
This is like his baby, I feel like, you know?
No, John, this is a movie.
But like, he's been so involved with
no, these movies. No, I know. He didn't even want to do the second one.
He didn't?
No.
Was he pushed to by the studio?
He was reluctant, but I think he said he found... I don't know, remember?
Oh, yeah, because it made sense. The script made sense to him.
Yeah.
Like, he wrote it, but like, he wouldn't do it unless it made sense.
Quiet Place, because he did direct that one.
What if his wife returns, though?
Doesn't?
Does.
She will. Have to, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of awkward then, isn't it?
I don't know, bro. But I want him to. He's a good director. He directed The Office. Supposedly. Oh, he's just in The Office. Was he in The Office?
Shut the fuck up. No, that Asian dude was in The Office, actually.
Yeah. Right, isn't that Jimmy Woo?
Yeah, I remember I saw this clip of him, how he forgot he was in The Office, and people would come up to him and say be like Asian Jim, and he's like, what? They just thought everyone was being racist then, and then he realized he was in The Office.
Yeah, but Jimmy Woo, that was the best thing to come out of WandaVision.
Very true.
And then last thing, new suit
banger. Look at he just
I feel kind of bad. I feel like I don't know if he like expects us to respond. Why do the last piece of news, John?
Should I like it so I make him feel accomplished?
What's the last piece of news?
Luca was the most streamed movie. Luca, I didn't even watch that.
I feel like that was gonna be bad, honestly. I don't know why. People talk good things about it, but I feel like it's
not. What does he do, bro? He just sent this. Like, what? Like, there's nothing funny about that.
Should I just send that?
Now I'm gonna be nice. Fuck that. It's really that nice. All right. Now it's time to do the weekly check-in on how good or bad these Disney movies are. When did we
last? So how far in Punisher are you?
Episode 7.
How many episodes are there?
13.
You're getting close, my child.
I actually think I'm gonna watch Breaking Bad first.
Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna fucking murder you. There's seven seasons of that show.
It's five, and I need to watch
five it. Seasons. Shut up.
Ooh, but then I do have to watch Better Call Saul, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So you watch Daredevil first.
I need to talk to Higgins about that, so I think I need to watch Breaking Bad first. Mm-hmm.
Tell her to watch Daredevil then, she can talk to you about it.
I was trying to convince her that instead of doing a book, we should talk about Breaking Bad. what's the last one we talked about? When did we do this?
Hang on. Last week.
16th. All right. So I think The Lion King was, or Aladdin was the last one we talked about. Yeah. So I watched The Lion King, and it was pretty good. 5 stars. Yeah, you know, it's a classic. He's
Black Panther wishes.
His dad dies. He visits the astral plane. And then Mufasa's just a little bitch.
Fuck Mufasa.
Wait, not Mufasa, Scar.
Yeah, I just realized what you said. What we both said at the same time. Mufasa.
Damn, John.
Fuck you for dying.
This is why I had to unfollow my uncle. Shut up, John. It's not funny.
Then why'd you laugh?
17th, I watched Pocahontas. It's kind of bad.
You notice how all the ones with minorities you give bad rankings?
Yeah.
All the women?
All the women and minorities.
Cinderella, bad.
Cinderella's pretty bad, but Sleeping Beauty, that's where it's at.
It's because you thought she's hot.
She wasn't, I mean, she's hot, but like not by like, she's no, you know, so Ariel.
Maleficent's hot.
Maleficent was pretty hot. Anyway,
do you know who I'm really...
Actually, the three little plump fairy people, they're hot.
Do you know who makes me really horny every time I watch
Especially
it?
The red one.
Any time I watch this animated movie, it makes me really horny. Cruella de Vil. Dude, she's so bad.
What?
No, I'm kidding. She's like, back in the animation.
Where she has Miss Crowstone, which her legs are like that big. They've held enough 100 pounds, 150. Anyway, I watched The Hunchback of Notre Dame. This one was a weird one. So, sometimes a movie... Right, John?
Mm-hmm.
So this movie was like kind of like all right.
Yeah.
A good 3.5 as I was watching it. But the ending was so fantastic. The third act, so fantastic, John. It made me almost give it a 4.5. I had to like be like, wait, but the movie averages to be a 4. Like, but that's how good the ending is. It bring it up 2 stars. Or 2 half stars. 1 star. Anyway.
1.5.
No.
Oh, you gave it a 4?
I gave it a 4. At average, the movie was a 3.5, and the ending was a 4.5. Everything was on fire.
So you had to average.
The themes were strong. The final battle was epic. Quasimodo's the G.
It sounds like this is Incredible Hulk.
Better than Incredible Hulk. I then watched Hercules, which was... all right.
It's a classic.
Quite harmless overall. And both are good in a bad way. I then watched Mulan. And now at this point, we're kind of falling off the Renaissance.
Oh, you have to watch Moana eventually, too.
Mm-hmm. We're falling off the Renaissance, John. I believe they're still technically in the Renaissance, but...
this is more modern day stuff.
Yeah, this is almost 2000. 1998. But it wasn't that good. No, it was. No, actually, I think most of it was good. But the problem with it mostly is A, the villain... like, he looks pretty...
Mm-mm. Maybe we'll know what it is.
What?
This is another female one, Jack.
Oh, God.
This is another female one.
You know, they don't shut the fuck up.
What the... Jack.
No, the villain was so lame, bro. Like, okay, he looks cool. But, like, he shows up and just does stuff. He has no attachment to the plot or Mulan.
He's just the emperor or whatever, right?
No, it's like
the whatever they're called. Yeah,
no. Invading the Tuskens or something like that.
This isn't Star Wars, you dumbass.
Not Tusken Radars. Tuskens. It's a real thing, stupid.
They were the people who tried to get over the Great Wall, right? What were they called?
Tuskens.
Mongolians. Wasn't it Mongolians?
They were Mongols. The Mongols. It was supposed to be Genghis Khan. Not actually, but... it would have been cool if he was Genghis Khan. Also...
Genghis Khan, these nuts.
Also, the dude who voices Donkey in Shrek voices a little side character. And it was incredibly difficult to watch this. With that in mind, so. And then Tarzan. Again, I think I can best sum this up with my Letterboxd review. The most prevalent thought I had about this movie is that Phil Collins should learn to shut the fuck up. Because his songs were so mid. And my dad likes Phil Collins. He likes Genesis, but it's not good. Okay? And he's a crippled little Danny DeVito looking dude.
How sexy he looks here.
So it's... oh, the drip. Ned.
For some reason, he wears a suit in Fantastic Beasts, but then goes to robes.
Yeah, you know, he's gay. Which isn't a diss, of course. I love gay people. Well, I don't love them. Like, I'm not gay. I love gay people in, like, the sense. Anyway.
Jack, are you coming out right now?
And then I watched Incredible Hulk, and it was like...
Boom, Hulk.
But we'll talk about that.
Hulk smash. Mm. We'll talk about it coming up now on YouTube.
Ooh, exclusive new detailed videos.
So you should go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and watch them.
100%. But that's pretty much it. Yeah, but The Punisher has been very, very, very solid. I am disappointed by Billy Russo's look. And I think that the problem with it, John, they could have emphasized the Dr. Doom effect. I like this. So in the canonically, you know, Dr. Doom, he puts a scolding mask on his face. Mm-hmm. But somebody once told Jack Kirby to draw Dr. Doom like with the mask off. And it was just this like really handsome dude with a little scar. But it's supposed to be like, you know, he's so egotistical and loves himself so much that the scar, that little scar, makes him wear a mask 24/7. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't actually make sense because he scolded the master's face. But nonetheless, it works for the character. And they could have done something like that for Billy Russo. And I think they do at points. But, like, it's not told in a good way. Because other people make it sound like it's a horrible scar. Like, he doesn't hide his face after, like, the first couple episodes. Mm-hmm. So I don't get it. Because then they didn't commit to the... Let's see, is that a good picture? Hell yeah. Is it? Yeah. Might you like that one? John, stop messing with all my
shit. These are the masks you collect every day?
No, I actually threw a bunch of them away. Those are the ones that are nice, so I still have to throw them away. Oh, John, don't you. That turned me on. Well, that sounds really bad on podcast. Yeah. No, but... And then why are you touching all my shit, John? But then they, because like, okay, he looks pretty sick. Hang on, I have to
damn, I dropped. I just love how I keep distracting you every 5 seconds.
Hammerhead in the original Punisher movie. Not Hammerhead, what am I talking about? Jigsaw. I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah, the actual movie looks better.
No, Jigsaw Punisher. Damn. This is so annoying, bro. Because he does, you can barely tell the scars in some lighting. Mm-hmm. But in the original, that looks that's good. That's
so better, yeah.
That's a really good makeup effect. So it's kind of an L that they didn't give him a, like, they didn't commit either way. They didn't make him absolutely scarred, but they also didn't make him like self-centered.
Yeah,
because it also just wasn't part of his character, really. I mean, like, he had sex a couple times in the first season, but
that girl's kind of hot from what I remember.
She's all right.
But I haven't watched this in, like, 3 years, so...
She was like... I think it's just because she does a lot of moaning about getting shot in the head. I'm like, okay, well, I get it, pal.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she gets shot in the head.
And survives.
Yeah.
There are elements that are...
Frank Castle survives. Didn't he get shot in the head?
No.
In Daredevil, don't they say he got shot in the head or some shit?
Oh, right, he did get shot in the head. But it was just, yeah, offhand comment. I wish they brought back that one dude. He's in season 2. He's, like, the twist villain. The one who's, like, orchestrated all...
season
like,
1?
No, season 2. For Punisher. Like,
he's in season 2 Daredevil, the general?
Baseline general army guy.
The one who's in The Flash, and it's also a general in that one, too.
He's every general, yeah.
Yeah.
He could have played Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah, he is Thunderbolt Ross.
He is. Yeah, they should have brought him back. Because he's, like, important to that story, but then he's, like, never talked about.
Yeah.
So, that's alright, though. I don't know, we'll see. I do like that he has to be a more fatherly figure. So that's good. But
They have a good dynamic.
Nonetheless, well,
there is a part. Oh, never mind. I probably shouldn't say that because if you haven't seen it,
I wonder if the chick in the first episode comes back.
A chick?
Or if she doesn't come back. Here's my answer.
No, I don't know. I don't even remember.
First episode, season 2, he like falls in love with this woman, and she has like a kid, but then he has to run away because he gets all caught up with this girl in the mob, at the bar.
I won't say anything.
Yeah, she does. Damn it, John.
Or does she?
You suck.
Or does she?
You ruined it for me.
Or does she?
I'm going to stick this pick up your ass.
She doesn't come back.
Shut up. You ruined it for me. I can't believe you.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. We've gone on. We've rambled on long enough. Next week, we're going to be talking about Green Day's new album and Weezer. Exclusive.
And Fortnite.
And Fortnite. We're talking about how
Green Goblin's getting a skin.
He is. I may buy that.
With your own money?
No, well, it's my own money and a relative peace.
That's a good point. You've been spending a lot of money without a job recently.
Yeah, I have. I should probably text Susan. Is that her name?
From Walmart?
Doctor.
I might call them because it's like my application. I called them. It's not even on the section where it says under review.
Yeah, same. It's been there for 3 weeks. I called them.
I went in there the other day. There was this lady who was definitely new. She had like a fucking hat that's from like Paris on, right? She's like, hi, welcome to Walmart. And I was like, you're going to get sick of that really fast.
Yeah. No, I called them and no one answered.
I'm sure, what am I supposed to say? Should I just call them and be like, hey, can I talk to a manager?
They're going to say, shut up.
They just hang up.
No, they're literally going
to
be like.
One time I called another Walmart. You were there. I called Walmart to ask if they had the Legos. they like, hold on, let me grab someone. They hung up.
we went to Walmart. We were on the search for like a Spider-Man. We were like, do you guys have it? And they were like, yeah, give me a second. I'm gonna get someone from that department. And it was like 10 minutes of waiting. And then she just hang up on us. We're like, what the hell? So, nonetheless, we have to make a Walmart run. They probably Target, you know? It's crazy they don't have them in. Anyway, that's the stuff. We're going to be talking about Weezer's discography coming up. We should make that video.
Yeah, we should. I wish Weezer did like really small venues, like bars and stuff, so I can get really close to the stage.
Yeah.
And see rivers
from
an angle where you're looking up at his crotch.
Just this massive ball sack.
And then he asked me to go backstage and get another ball with him.
Yay! Get out!
And did you have a fun time?
What?
He's like, did you have a good time for the dude after?
He's like, get out! Yeah, if you know what we're talking about, that sucks for you. We're talking about the infamous Weezer Rivers Cuomo balloon story, backstage balloon story. I think
you forgot to make him sign an NDA that time.
It sucks. I think that I don't know. I've never. I mean, Green Day plays small shows every once in a while.
But if I ever see Rivers and I'm like close to him, I'm gonna yell. Do you want to bring me backstage in your balloon?
He probably knows about that story.
He probably does. I feel like he stalks the Reddit forums.
He definitely is on Reddit.
Yeah.
People talk about that.
He's literally Red Hat Rivers.
We all know that he has a secret account because it's just so crazy to think about that. Like, there is a chance that I've interacted with him, and I just thought it was some random dude.
Yeah, I think he should make a band with his kids when they're old enough.
Like, I'm curious what his thoughts are on, like, gratitude. You know what I mean?
He probably knows it's shit.
Because, like, you poured his heart into that, probably.
No, I feel like he knows when his albums are shit. Like, I feel like he purposely does it.
Because, like, but... Okay, here's the thing. So, you know how he, like, was going to kill himself because people said Pinkerton was bad? Mm-hmm. Now everyone loves Pinkerton. Can he remove the thought of Pinkerton being bad from his mind?
Yeah.
But he can't, right? Okay, here's the thing. Here's what I don't get. And here's why I think he's not as self-aware as we may think.
We've been rambling for an hour and 13 minutes. We had, like, no news today.
Even though I think he's more self-aware than maybe some other people because he's on social media. I think he lacks it a bit, too, because, okay, he makes the White Album, right? It was their highest-rated album ever. Ever. Like, higher than Blue and Pinkerton. And most people, Weezer fans, who, again, he is close with, were like... Yeah, this is the best album you've done since Pinkerton. And he turns around and makes Pacific fucking Daydream. Like, he can't know that much if he goes from, like, you know, like, okay, you can't do what that White Album
think
again.
I think he gets, like, depression. And then, like, he starts, like, his music changes. Like, he's bipolar.
Because so, he had a pretty good run. Hurley isn't that good. But
depending on his mood, his music changes.
It's just so wild. Like, I don't get it. Because, you know... You start off solid. You have four incredible records, in my opinion. Blue to Maladroit.
Let's hope all four of their albums this year are great, though.
I feel there's a chance. Here's my predictions. Spring, it's probably going to be, like, mid.
I feel like summer's going to be good, and I feel
right,
like...
let me explain, though.
I feel like fall's going to be mid, and I feel like December's going to be good.
No. Here's my thoughts. So
Rivers does come off as a fall guy, though.
Spring is going to be mid because spring is kind of like the Green Album is what I think of, right?
Yeah.
I like the Green Album a lot. But it is, like, there's pretty middling. Like, it's 27 minutes long. It's very short. Whatever. And they probably more like be more like EPs, like 8 songs, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, I don't want to be
like, we don't want the Green Day trilogy again or anything like that. Summer is probably going to be great if it's anything like Blue or White, but there is the chance it's more like Pacific Daydream. They're trying to go for that poppy summer hit type thing, like with Feels Like Summer.
Well, it depends if they're trying to make these as art, like they're trying to make
albums,
or if they're trying to make albums that are going to actually do good on like radio stations.
You never know, because sometimes Rivers is like, I want to see them numbers, but other times he's like,
let's make some art.
Yeah, let's make some art. That's a Red album, art. Pork and Beans, Greatest Man Who Ever Lived. Anyway. And then fall is probably going to be good.
I feel like Weezer, or not, Rivers is kind of a fall type of
person. Because I think of Maladroit, which is quickly becoming maybe my favorite Green Day, Weezer album.
No, but the Weezer Christmas songs, bro. Christmas is going to be pretty good.
But wait. And Everything Will Be All Right in the End, which I think is slightly overrated, but good. But that's folly, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got those two. But then winter. It scares me, right?
He already went out on Christmas, like, on at the top, right? He's not going to want to make another Christmas album. This year, it's Hanukkah.
celebrating the Jews this year, guys. Yeah. I love you guys. He strikes me as a Jew. Anyway, Okay, because you have Pinkerton, which is very Christmas, or not Christmas, wintery to me. But
well, that whole album cover is like winter.
But then, Black. Oh, Black album. It's scary. The BDSM suits.
That gives you winter vibes?
Yeah. It does. It's a weird thing. It's darker. It gives me winter albums. Yeah, I think, Byzantine, it just, California snow, it's very like, you know, wintery to me. And No Bueno, that album's trash.
So it's either gonna be really good or really bad.
That's what I'm saying. That one's a hit or miss.
Or these all are just hit or miss.
And what's scary? Well, yeah. At the end of the day, what's scary to me is there's a, you know, it's hard to pinpoint where they are right now, right? Because you're able to be like, okay, they had this really good run.
They just came off a tour with Green Day.
Yeah, they had this really good run at like. When they started to like Maladroit, Make Believe is not so good, but they had the Red album. Then you see them fall off for a little bit with like Ratitude and Hurley. They kind of come back, but right now we're in this like weird period where, yeah, they had an incredible tour with Green Day. OK Humans is great, but then like Van Weezer is, while not as bad as Black or Pacific Daydream, very just whatever. But then you have Black and Pacific Daydream, which have been where in the past 5 years, so it's kind of like that's probably where they are. And those aren't good albums. Teal isn't a good album either, it's the cover album. One good song. I don't want those grasses again. But it's just scary because I can't tell. Now, the Green Day album I'm also slightly nervous about because I remember with Father of All, they were like, this is pure punk. Uh-huh. And then, well, Father of All happened, so. but if it, you know, it's 1972. I'm praying to God it's Dookie or Nimrod again. So. We'll see. And then the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I have confidence because
John Frusciante.
So okay. That one just, you know, I'm going to be a fiend. I'm going to be in school and they're going to go on lockdown and you're going to look out your window and be like, what the fuck? Like running around when the single comes out. So, oh yeah. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good year. Also, the BBC sessions, not Big Black Cock, the British Big Cock Radio, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
For the Green Day, are really good. Give them a listen. Right there. You can see it's pink next to my second copy of American Idiot.
And then, what were we just talking about? Oh, yeah. We're going to be in lockdown. I'm just going to hear some, like, noise and some, like, see some movement. I'm going to turn and there's going to just be Jackal with his AirPods all the way in. And, like, you can hear his AirPods. And you just hear... You just see him rocking like an air guitar.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna, you know, look behind me. There's gonna be dead bodies.
Yeah, just trampled. You're not gonna know everyone's getting shot right now.
Yeah. But yeah, it's gonna be great. So I'm very excited for the future. KG Elephant got me a little bit nervous after social cues. Again, I'm hoping to maybe if they do release an album, which I doubt they are, because I've heard nothing about it. But yeah. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know their marketing. If I don't know if they announce it like a day before they put up the first single or what. But you'd think there'd be rumors. I don't know. Have you been on the KG Elephant Reddit recently?
Not recently.
Because, you know, I don't know what
Well, people were hoping 2021, but it's too late for that now.
Yeah, because isn't it supposed to be every 2 years?
Well, his dad died, so I'm hoping he makes some good music out of that.
As I'm saying, Anthony's dad died. Anthony makes really good music when people die. So. You know, you always gotta love a good death. This is bad. I don't know why we're talking about that. Cage the Elephant. Oh my god. He looks like a little boy. I don't know. Aberdeen. Oh, wait! When do you know it?
Was that? I think that was a long time ago. Because I know they were recording songs.
It's like, 106.
I know they were recording songs a long time ago.
He released an album today, but he posted... Okay, well, people are saying... I don't know. The producer's been spotted with them, and there's, like, stories and stuff. I don't know. It's
I think it's going to be later this year if they do one.
Yeah, I mean,
they're going to River Bend Festival.
Aren't they touring with, like, Black Sabbath?
It's Brothers Osborne, Cage the Elephant, Jason Isbell, and the 400.
No, they were like, opening with Greta Van Fleet for, like, Black Sabbath.
At least not right now.
They don't know. This is a while ago. I think it was like March 31st.
Though. Oh, maybe yeah, they were touring, and then I didn't look who it was, though.
I don't know, bro. I think I may have saved it. I probably unsaved it. I can just go to Greta Van Fleet's. Can't go back. I wish I could see Greta. Oh, it's Metallica. Special guest, Greta Van Fleet. I think Metallica did something with Cage. I don't know, bro. Greta isn't going to put out any more music. They just did it last year. I wish I could see them, though.
I know you do.
I spent enough money already, and it's probably already sold out. I kind of just want to see them before the venues get so big. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Anywho, anything else, man? On this ramble?
No.
Alright, we'll see you guys when Cage the Elephant releases a new album.
Never.